It's the Joe and Alex Show. What was that? Oh, okay. Just want to make sure. You did what? You ate an entire block of cheese? I'm impressed. What would you, yes you, you dog owner, you cat owner, you...
Hamster owner? Reptile?
You know what? Thank you. I didn't mean to exclude people there. I feel really
frogs.
Bad now.
Maybe they have a fish.
Whatever it might be. Frogs, though? Okay. What's the one sentence or the one thing you try to communicate or say with your pet if possible? I mean, Alex... Have you ever thought about like how cool it would be to talk to pets, kind of like Dr. Doolittle does?
Like Eliza Thornberry, yes.
Who?
Eliza Thornberry. Yeah, that's what? Donnie. Eliza Thornberry was the main character on the show The Wild Thornberries on Nickelodeon in the 90s. She could communicate with animals. It was her special talent.
Wait, is this why you brought this question up?
No, I just thought it was interesting. It was trending on Twitter. People were asking, saying if they had the ability to communicate with their pets and they only had one sentence they could say, what would it be? 833-JOE-ALEX. Call 833-JOE-ALEX.
I know mine.
What, Porkchop?
And
what
which
would you
pet?
Say?
You have to tell us which pet.
This is Chloe.
Which is?
The dog. And Joe, his dogs, I'm very impressed, by the way, because his dogs can ring a bell when they have to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I just wish, Chloe does not let me know when she has to go to the bathroom. So I'm constantly bringing her outside just in case she has to pee. I wish she could just say, Daddy, I have to pee.
Wait, so is this like
no, what
you
would
want
you
them
would say to them?
To understand.
Oh. Well, yeah, I would say to them, let me know when you have to pee. I don't know. Sorry.
That's it? That is literally the most disappointing, lame thing.
I'm taking this as, yeah, I think pork chops is lame.
833-JOE-ALEX. All right, Liv, if it's so lame, what would you say?
Well, this would be to my boyfriend's dog because I just love him more than life itself. And so I would tell his dog that I love you more than anything, and I would jump in front of a car for you.
Why are you getting emotional?
Literally, I love that dog more than life
itself. I thought you were going to say to the dog, like, hey, I'm sorry I keep on telling Jewel Daddy that it's your farts when really they're mine. I would explain to my dog, like, look, I know you love me and you show affection by licking things, but don't come up and try to lick me when I get out of the shower.
Ugh,
that's just weird.
That's disgusting.
Well, it is, and that's why I would pull aside Benny, and I'd be like, look, quit trying to sniff my booty.
See, here's the thing, is that with Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend's dog, who I love as like my own dog, he will let you know if he has to go to the bathroom in a non-annoying way. One look and you know that he has to go to the bathroom. He never has any accidents inside, and he never licks Jewel Daddy when he's getting out of the shower or anything like that. Like, he's just... So what I'm realizing is that you guys would say that because your dogs are not well-behaved.
Ooh.
But hey, my dog is so well-behaved.
Jewel Daddy has literally the most perfect dog in the world that the only thing I would need to convey is that I love him more than life.
Hold on. Yours is lame because my dog, I don't have to...
Yeah, no I love yous, no tell me when you have to go to the bathroom. This has to be different.
833-JOE-ALEX.
When I tell my dog I love her, she knows.
Well, I tell that, like, I tell his dog too, but I just...
That's why yours is lame.
I worry so much that, like, he just doesn't even know how much I love him.
Well, you need to convey it better.
Shut up.
Oh, damn.
Wow, it's funny how Liv can get so emotional about certain things. I mean, for example, this is a recording of my dog, Benny. I have the audio right here. And I wish I could also understand what he's saying. Tell me if you guys can make out what he's doing here.
You cannot keep interrupting. No, I'm having a conversation.
No way.
Yeah.
I feel like... Walter.
And that's Lindsay?
Your dog.
After hearing this, the one sentence I convey to my dog is I'm going to freaking strangle you.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up in two songs on the Joe and Alex Show, we're going to do your dummy of the day. So don't go anywhere.